Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on, bless his name, bless his name. Good morning, come on now. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on now, just begin to magnify the Lord with me, come on. He's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. We bless your name, bless your name. We bless your name, oh God. We bless your name, bless your name, oh God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you. Father, we just bless you today. Father, we declare less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords, that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Now, devil, we serve your notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Once again, no weapon formed against us will prosper. Father, we speak the word and we speak the word only. Father, we declare and decree that this word shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, we declare and decree that the blood of Jesus covers all of the technology. It covers everything. High glory. Father, right now, we just declare and decree right now, Father, that high glory, Father, that as we go forth today to receive your word, that Father, that you are going to heal, save, and deliver. Oh my God, healing is in the atmosphere. Oh my God, healing is in the atmosphere. Come on, somebody. Healing is in the atmosphere. And Father, I declare and decree, Lord God, that your sons and daughters are healed, spirit, soul, body, and financially. Father, we come against anything that's coming against the word of God in their life, that's coming against the purpose of God in their life. Father, we declare and decree, oh my God, that we destroy every device and weapon of the enemy. Father, we declare and decree, oh my God, come on somebody, just give him praise. Give him praise, come on now, give him praise. Hallelujah, Father, we bless you. Father, we bless you, we bless you. Ha glory, ha glory. We, oh my Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Come on now. Bless the Lord. David said, I will bless. Good morning, Quinteros, Chet and Martha. Come on now. I will bless the Lord at all times and his praise. Come on now. And his praise shall continually, consistently, and diligently be in my mouth. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Come on now. Somebody better give God a praise this morning. Woo! Come on. Someone's getting out of debt right now. Come on now. Someone's business is opening up right now. Someone's vision for business is being released right now. Woo! My God, my God, my God. Come on, somebody. Hey, glory. Come on now. Can you just give him 20 seconds of praise? Come on. Just give God 20 seconds of your best praise. I don't care where you're at. You might be in your home. You might be in your car, in the grocery store, wherever you are. Give God, just because he's worthy, not because you want or need anything from him. Just give him praise just because. Go, come on, somebody. Woo, my God, my God. You don't understand how powerful your praise is. Listen. The Bible says that at midnight, Paul and Silas begin to praise God and sing, begin to pray and sing praises unto God. And the Bible says that as the prisoners heard them, that the earth began to shake. Woo! The place where they were in shackle underneath the jail began to shake, and the shackles fell off and doors flew wide open. Oh, come on now. See, Psalms 22 says, my God shall... My God inhabits the praise of his people. Come on, somebody. Your praise invites God to where you are. Oh, my God. Your praise activates the hand and power of God. Woo, my God, my God. Oh, glory. Come on now. Oh, my God. You better get your Bible and get your... Oh, come on now. Get it right now. I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the Word. Because the Bible says man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word. See, when you get the understanding that the Word of God is the truth and will and purpose of God, see, we know, good morning, Michelle. See, we know that truth is forever. Truth don't change. Oh, my God. That's why the Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Come on now. But listen, you got to understand. Okay, let's get this established. Whoo, my God. Hey, Kosha. Ooh, that we are in what is called in the word a set time. Okay. It's a Hebrew word, the moad or moadim, which means appointed time, appointed meeting, and appointed place. God created, declared, and approved the moadim for your life. This is why you listen. If you were there when we taught about the Feast of Passover, that was the beginning. That was the first appointed time for this season. Come on, somebody. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 3 that I am. He says, God says, I am come down to deliver you. You are in a time where God has come down. This set time, this appointed time is when God comes down to personally handle your situation. And oh, my God. Woo, see, he take a shot. Woo, my God, there it is right there. Oh, my God. See, you don't believe me. Okay, let's just go here real quick. Come on. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on. Psalms 102. You know what? We're going to start with Romans chapter 11, okay? We're going to add Romans chapter 11 in there today. Genesis 26, amen? And also Exodus 34. We're going to use these four scriptures today. Let me just type this in for Instagram. Psalms 102, Exodus 34, Genesis 26, and we're also going to go to Romans chapter 11. Amen. Is that where you get full understanding? The Bible says, with all your getting, get understanding, okay? Romans chapter, I'm sorry. Well, yeah, because today's topic, if I wanted to give it a title or anything, today we're going to be talking about or teaching about the power of first fruits. Okay, the power of first fruits, okay? Just type this in for Instagram, the power of first fruits. Amen, because this is where we are right now. We are in this set time, okay? Psalms 102, verse 13, you shall arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time, here we go, for the time to what? Favor. This word favor means his divine presence and influence on your life. For the Moad to release his divine presence and influence on your life. Yes, the Moadim is come. Now, this word is a state of being verb, which is understood to be the present tense. So this time of favor, this God created and declared and administrated administered time in the earth for your life, where he releases his divine presence and influence in your life, it's right now. Come on now. We just came out of Passover, and now we are heading for what is called the Feast of Pentecost. In the beginning, it was called the Feast of Weeks because it's 7 weeks after the day of Passover, okay? So it's actually 49 plus 1 days because Penti means 50. Okay, oh my God. You shall arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time is come. Someone type, my time is now. Come on now. My time is now. Now remember, we said that where we're going to be this week is I'm going to be teaching you about the power of first fruits, because that is what this time and season is declared and called. Amen. Go to Exodus 34 real quick. Exodus 34. There we go, Sister Michelle. Come on now. Where's Instagram? Come on now. Type, my time is now. Come on. Here we go. Exodus 34. And it says, the Feast of Unleavened Bread shall you keep 7 days. Okay, we just came out of that. And you shall eat unleavened bread for 7 days, as I commanded in the time of the month of Abib, for in the month of Abib you came out of Egypt. So the Feast of Passover is the first of the Feast of the Lord for this season. And now listen, and it is the time and season when God destroys, listen, when he destroys the spirit of Egypt in and around you. The spirit of Egypt is anything that causes debt, lack, poverty, slavery, bondage, any areas of bondage in your life. If you sowed your seed of Passover, your seed, woo, during the time of the feast, high glory, your, woo, my God, then you have activated, listen, release from bondage. Now, look at verse 22, and you shall observe the Feast of Weeks. Okay, the Feast of Weeks, which is where we're walking toward right now. We are in the countdown to the Feast of Weeks. It wasn't called Pentecost until Acts chapter 2, because in Acts chapter 2 says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, okay, it was the time of the celebration of Pentecost. Penti means 50, or the grace of God. But it says, you shall observe the Feast of Weeks of the first fruits of wheat harvest. Okay. Now listen, you got to understand a couple of things. This word first fruit in the Hebrew means the first of the crops, the first that's ripened, the first that was gathered to God according to the tradition of Pentecost. And it's also the bread made of the new grain offered at Pentecost, and also the day of first fruits. Okay, now, while they were slaves in Egypt, they only ate barley loaves because that's all they were allowed to eat, because wheat represents abundance. Egypt represents bondage and slavery and lack, okay? They never had enough. So you shall observe the feast, ha glory, of Pentecost, grace, 50, of the first fruits, of the first of the wheat harvest, and the Feast of Ingathering, which is the Feast of Tabernacles at the end of the year. Now remember, here's what you got to understand, okay? Get this in your knower, okay? The kingdom of God, which is God's way of doing things, the kingdom of God is built on Genesis 8:22. While the earth remaineth. Come on, now let's get here. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest time shall not cease. Seed time is the period and season of planting seed or investing in the kingdom consistently, diligently. Now we learned yesterday, okay? Religion teaches about the tithe, but the relationship with the Father teaches you about, listen, seed time and harvest, okay? And we learned this from Proverbs 3:9. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruit of all your increase. See, it didn't say tithe there. See, I know that in the church, okay, the religious area, they like to teach about the tithe and the offering. But you cannot teach about the tithe and the offering without first having the understanding of honoring the Lord with your substance and with the first fruit of all your increase. Okay, because remember, his kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. Seed time is sowing seed. Harvest is the harvest or the manifestation of fruit from your seed sowing. Okay? So here's what you got to understand. God, to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. So God's purpose was to cause creation power to be continually renewed every day, every hour, every minute, okay? This is why he uses that seed. Oh, come on now. Trees do not make orchards, seeds do, okay? Oh my God. Inside the seed is the orchard. Inside the seed is the vineyard. Inside the seed, woo, is the wheat harvest. This is why he said, okay, this is why he said right here in Exodus chapter 34, okay, when he talks about the first fruit, Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9, and honor Lord with all the first fruit of your increase. So because everything, okay, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So God is the Lord's anyway. But if you honor him, he says, honor the Lord with your substance. In other words, every time you receive increase, honor the Lord and give it to him first. This is why it's called first fruit. Okay, because anything during this time of Pentecost, anything that happened during this time around the Feast of Pentecost, they took a handful of anything that came out of the ground that looked ripe, and they put it in a basket with two wheat loaves, and they would give it to the priest, the prophet, who would put the basket by the altar. Then he would wave it before the Lord and pronounce the blessing over you, your harvest, and your house. Oh, come on, somebody. Woo, someone stop. I receive it. It is so. See, because today you're going to learn, see, the power of first fruit. Oh, my God. Woo, glory, glory, glory. Oh, my God. Good morning, Pastor John. See, when you understand the power of first fruit, okay, let me just show you, because I know what you're saying. But Pastor, that's the Old Testament. Okay, let me go ahead for all you New Testament folk. Come on now. Woo, my God. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on. Romans chapter 11, verse 16. Here we go. Oh, you know what? Let me just put this in the comments right here. Romans chapter 11, verse, amen. Romans chapter 11. Good morning, Jasmine Candles. Romans chapter 11. Now get this. We're going to start at verse 13 for context. For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify, or I let you know of my office, or the anointing that I walk in. If by any means I provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. In other words, let my life be an inspiration to your salvation. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? Okay. For if, okay, now here's the key. For if the first fruit be holy, oh my God, he was saying, look, I'm the apostle of the Gentile, the Romans, the Greeks, our glory, all those that were around the Jews, our glory. Hey, Kesha. But he says, if I be made holy, because listen, when you receive salvation, you are made the righteousness of God and you are holy. Why? Because you are baptized back into him. And if he's holy, you are holy. Oh, my God. Woo, my God. And if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. Someone type, woo, I'm a first fruit. Come on now, type it right now. I'm a first fruit. It is so. Where are y'all at today? See, because you're going to learn that, listen, some of you are the first fruit of your family. Some of you are the root, our glory, of righteousness for your family. Some of you are the blessing, the root of the blessing for your family. Why? Because God needs one to be the root or the first fruit who makes the sacrifice, just like Jesus is the first of the brethren. Oh my God. He's the first of many brethren. Oh my God. That's why he told the disciples, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. Oh, come on. Woo! Why? Because I'm the Holy One. I'm the first fruit. This is why he had to be sacrificed. He's also called the Lamb. He's also called the Passover Lamb. Why? Because he became the sacrifice. He also became the scapegoat, which is during the time of tabernacle. Oh, my God. Jesus, ha-re-ke-sha, he became the first fruit. So if the first be holy, then the lump is holy. Oh, come on, somebody. Woo! My God, my God, my God. This is the power of first fruit. Oh, my God. So when you receive, listen, if you're walking down the street and you find $20, give God his first fruit first. Okay, why? Because that's an increase that you didn't have. See, this is how God breaks it down. Not out of religion. I didn't say a tithe. I said a first fruit. Why? Because whatever the Spirit tells you to give, that's what you do. Because that's what makes what come after it holy. Oh, my God. Woo! Father, we thank you that you're making us the first fruit. Woo, my God. You're making us the blessing of our community, the blessing of our employment, the blessing of the business, the blessing of the ministry. You're making us the first fruit. Ha, glory. Woo! If I got to be the first one to become a millionaire in my family so the harvest of millionaires can come in my family, let it be so. Oh, my God. So you better receive this. Is anybody getting this morning? Someone type, come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. You better get it. So now. So why is this so powerful? Okay. Man, y'all making me go longer today, but that's okay. That's okay. Because remember, if the first one, for time's sake, go to Genesis chapter 26. And we're going to end with this today. Okay. Genesis 26. Okay. Because your first fruit, okay, your first fruit, when you sow your first fruit, listen, you are activating, listen, the hundredfold and the thousand times. I'm going to say it again. When you sow your first fruit, and we're going to sow some first fruit today right after this verse. When you sow the first fruit, you are activating the hundredfold and the thousand times greater in your life. Come on now. Here it is, Genesis 26. Look at verse 2. And the Lord told Isaac, do not go down, in verse 1. And there was a famine in the land. There was a famine in the land, as was in the days of Abraham. Verse 2. And the Lord appeared to Isaac and said, do not go down to Egypt, but dwell in the land that I will tell you. This is he was activating. What was he activating? He was activating a Moadim, an appointed time, meeting, and place. He says, and in the land that I will tell you, oh my God, sojourn, dwell in this land, and I will what? be with thee, and I will what? Bless you for you and unto your seed. So he's becoming the root for the seed after him. I will give these what? Countries. And I will perform the promise that I promised Abraham. And I will make your seed to what? Multiply as the stars of the heaven. And I will give your seed what? All these countries and all these nations shall be blessed. Why? Because Abraham obeyed my voice. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar. For time's sake, look at verse 12. After he gets there, then Isaac sold in that land and received when? In the same year, 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. Oh my God. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. He's still talking about that same year. For he had possessions of flock, possessions of herd, the great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. You're going to be so blessed that the world around you is going to envy you. And they're going to come to you and say, how did you do it? And the only thing that you'll be able to say is, this is the Lord's doing and it's marvelous in my eyes. Come on, somebody. Listen now. Come on. Come on now. Now let's get your seed time and harvest. Let's get your first fruit ready right here and right now. This is how we're going to destroy the devil out of our spirit, soul, body, and finances by sowing the seed of first fruit. Okay? You can use the new beginning seed, which is the 8888 or the 18888, or you can use the 2024 seed, the $224 seed, or the $2,024 seed. I'm looking for someone to sow the 2024 seed. Listen, we are waiting for the first one to break through the matrix. Who's going to be the first one to sow the 2024 seed and become the root of the blessing, the root of the first fruit, the root of the hundredfold and the thousand times greater? Woo, my God, my God. Listen, you can use the website, www.restoredministriesint.org. And the little PayPal button is there. You can use the Zelle and go from your account straight into the ministry account. Now, some of you want to use what is called the prophet's reward. It's also called in Hebrew the teruma. The teruma, okay, let me just put this up here, okay. The teruma is when you sow it directly into the hand of the prophet or the priest. And the first of all, the first fruit of all things of every teruma or oblation and of all every sort of your oblation or teruma shall be the priest. And you shall give to the priest the first of your dough. Why? That he may cause, that he may speak the blessing to rest in your house. So when you give this seed into the hand of the prophet, by using my Cash App, amen, Prophet M.D. Bryant, listen, you are activating, listen, not only the hundredfold, but now you're activating what's called the thousand times. In Deuteronomy chapter 1, he says, and may the Lord make you 1,000 times greater day by day, 1,000 times. So it's 100 times the 100. Oh, my God. Woo! Well, now, Father, right now, I declare and decree, as your sons and daughters sow their seed, as they sow the new beginning seed, as they sow the 2024 seed, I speak and declare the hundredfold, the 60-fold, the 30-fold. Those that sow the 2024, I declare and decree the hundredfold and the thousand times greater. Father, I declare and decree that peace and the blessing and favor shall rest in their house. In Jesus' mighty name, their house is covered by the blood. It's covered by the anointing of first fruit in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Now listen, sow your seed. Oh my God, I'm trying to get this to somebody. See, when you sow your seed, the devil can't do anything about it. Amen. Now listen, as you're sowing your seed, don't forget, June 15th, okay, at 12 o'clock, we're going to be having our first in-person service to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost in the month of June, June 15th. Okay, we're going to be using the chapel of Casa del Rey Church. And I'll move this out the way so that way you can see it. Okay, 2500 Corona Drive in Albuquerque, 87120. Me and the pastor have been talking, and you know I bless the ministry and the pastor of Casa del Rey Church that they are family, and they're allowing us to use their chapel. Amen. So listen, make this happen. Amen. Listen, it's your time. It's your season. Sow the first fruit seed today. Sow it right now. You become the first fruit. So the lump can, listen, I'm going to read it again. Romans chapter 11, okay? This is the power of the first fruit. For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. Father, you are making them the root of the blessing. Because if the first one be holy, then the whole lump, everything that comes after is holy. Father, I speak, ha, glory, hisha, woo, that they are the first fruit. They are the first part, the chief part, the best part. And now everything that comes after their seed today shall be holy. Oh, listen, don't miss tomorrow. We're going deeper. Be blessed.